Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. James Withers reports at 365gay.com that the two men who attacked Queens resident Jack Price have been indicted on hate crimes charges. If convicted, the suspects, Daniel Elliman and Daniel Rodriguez, could face up to 25 years of prison time with the requirement that they serve at least 6/7 of that time, or just over 21 years, before being eligible for release. The crime, which was recorded by a surveillance camera, happened in October. Price, who went to his local bodega, was attacked when he walked out of the store. The suspects shouted anti-gay slurs as they punched and kicked the victim. For 3 weeks, Price was in the hospital with a broken jaw, fractured ribs, two collapsed lungs, and a lacerated spleen. Queens District Attorney Richard Brown says, quote, "Acts of violence motivated by hate or intolerance violate the fundamental principles and spirit of equality and freedom on which our country was founded," end quote. Rodriguez and Elliman allegedly attacked Price early in the morning of October the 8th. In addition to the surveillance camera videotape, both men gave statements to the police. Elliman gave two written statements and identified Rodriguez as the second man involved in the fight in the photo array. Rodriguez fled to Virginia, where he was apprehended and made an oral statement to police there. Both men are being held without bail on Rikers Island. The video, which shows most of the assault, will be very difficult for the defense to explain. At the start, Price is seen clearly fleeing a taller man dressed in dark clothing who appears to be wearing a hat. That man is kicking and punching Price, who is not fighting back. After roughly 25 seconds, a second shorter man who is not wearing a hat enters and also kicks and punches Price. The shorter man is also dressed in dark clothing, but he is easily distinguished from the other man because his top has a large white patch on the back. The attack continues intermittently for nearly 2 minutes, with the attackers pausing, apparently to speak to Price. The black and white video has no sound and the men's faces cannot be seen. Before the two men leave Price on the street, the taller one stops to go through his pockets. According to information on the City Corrections Department website, Elliman is 5 feet 9 inches tall and weighs 145 pounds. Rodriguez is 6 feet tall and weighs 155 pounds. At budurl.com/outfront and baron of arizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.